Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, love family, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. We also want to welcome all the NBC families, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. God has something for you. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepare a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about following Jesus. Amen. Amen. All of us are called to follow Him. Amen. And we're going to be talking. He gave me a good message, so you just got to be ready and receive. Amen. Leave a new person. Amen. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. Know that you can do all things through Christ. See yourself the way He sees you. Amen. You're a winner. You're a champion. And you're an overcomer. So see yourself the way He sees you. Don't put yourself down. Don't let nobody put you down. Amen. You just stay. Keep yourself stirred up in Him. Amen. So praise God. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? Let's go ahead and grab our Bible, our sword, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, if that don't move you and stir you up, we just got to get you saved. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Before we go there, I want to read a couple of nuggets at you. Amen. And you've heard this one before, but I'll read it again. Be available. Make yourself available to Him. You know, He can't force you to do anything. We follow Him. Amen. We have a free will. And He can't force you to do anything. But make yourself available. Amen. Says God is looking for available people, not perfect people. Some Bible heroes God used were not perfect. He turned a murderer named Moses into a leader. A coward named Gideon into a courageous hero. And He can do amazing things with the rest of your life. But we got to surrender ourselves to Him. Dethrone yourself and put Him on the throne. Amen. And make Him the Lord of your life. Amen. And you know what? He's got a plan for you. He's got a mission for you. He's called you. He's anointed you. He's equipped you to go and do what He wants you to do. Amen. Amen. So you're a can-do person. Amen. Praise God. God specializes in giving available people a new start, a new beginning. God has called, anointed, and equipped you to win. This is the hour for the mighty warriors of God to wake up, get up, press on with Jesus. You got to wake up, get up, and press on. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Got another one. Hallelujah. And it goes like this. You know, I've told you this many times, but I'll say it again. Every time you wake up, get yourself right with Him. Amen. Say, thank you for waking me up. You know, if He woke you up, He's got a mission for you. Amen. And it's not for you to just sit down on your como se llama and do nothing. He's got a mission for you. Listen, you've got power to face whatever giants are facing you. You got problems. You got giants out there, just like David. He saw the giants. But you know what? When facing your giants of care, fear, sickness, troubles, or lack, don't let them defeat you. Defeating them does not depend on your abilities. Amen. Jesus has already defeated them. Remember, you are fighting a defeated foe. Jesus went to the cross. He paid the price. Amen. So He's a defeated foe. Don't listen to that fool. All he does is lies. Amen. The Bible says He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So don't listen to his lies. Amen. That's not for me. You know what you say? That's not for me. Just delete. You know, submit yourself to God. You'll resist Him and say, wait a minute. I'm not listening to you. and you can tell him where to go. He can go to hell. He said, go back home. Jesus has already defeated him. You fight a spiritual battle on a daily basis. Amen. You can't do it on your own. You fight a spiritual battle. So you know what? You got to be in the Word, and you got to get the Word in you, and you got to meditate on it, and you got to let that Word come out of you. Yes, amen. Amen. That's what he's afraid. You submit yourself to God. You resist him and confess the Word of God. You know what he said? He's got to go. He's got to flee. You know, flee is not just walk away. Flee means he's got to get. I mean, he's booking. Amen. So God has given us his church, the body of Christ, spiritual weapons to use. One of the weapons is blood covenant Jesus bought for you. Don't let any uncircumcised giant or circumstance take your victory away from you. Amen. Victory belongs to me. Last week we talked about victory in Jesus. We have victory in him on a daily basis. Amen. But we got to confess the Word. And use the Word, you know, and you can go and do and accomplish what he's called you to do. You got to believe it, receive it, confess it, and you got to act on it. Amen. Press on. Amen. I don't care how many giants are waiting out there for you. You know what? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So you know what? When you submit yourself to him and you prepare yourself, man, ain't nothing going to stop you. Because he greater is he that's in me. Yes, and we're going to go and we're going to take down some giants. Amen. Woo, come on now. Listen, Joshua 1:9 says this. Have I not commanded you, be strong and be courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. I've said it like this before, and you need to write this down. Remind yourself this. You're the closest thing to a Bible. You're the closest thing to Jesus. People will be around. Wherever you go, Jesus is with you. And you're the closest. That's the closest they've been to Jesus because they've been around you. And you're a child of God. And God is using you. And you know what? You just got to open up their mouth and let them and share with them. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about following Jesus. The only way they're going to follow Jesus is going to come out of your mouth and you're going to let them know Jesus loves you. Do you know Jesus, your Lord and Savior? Amen. Woo, come on. We're going to be fishing, not for fish, but for men. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Fishers of men. Praise God. Oh, I better slow down on this because we got a lot of food waiting here. It says, let go and let God. I'm hungry already for the Word first. It says, let go and let God. Some days you are too concerned about so many things. We are reminded of Martha running around in busyness, frustrated, disappointed, complaining, and grumbling. We say, oh, man, I got to go to work. It's Monday. Oh, man, it's Tuesday. Only time we thank God is on Fridays. Thank God it's Friday. The weekend is here. Praise God. Well, she was just going around complaining about what others have left her to do. Oh, man, I got to do it all by myself. Nobody cares, you know. It says, why not be like Mary and let go of the cares and concerns and frustrations, disappointments and complaints and just sit at the feet of Jesus. Man, before you go out into that busy world, you know that world is full of negative stuff. Negative, negative, negative. Bad news, bad news. Hallelujah. So you know what? Just sit at the feet of Jesus and oh, prepare yourselves. Because I'm going to walk out that door. As soon as I walk out that door, somebody going to flip you off. Somebody going to cuss you off. Somebody going to tell you something bad that you don't want to hear. But you know what? I was already prepared. I've got the whole armor of God on. I've got Jesus, the greater one, on the inside of me. And ain't no uncircumcised Philistine giant going to tell me what. Because we're going to take them down. And we're going to share Jesus with them. Amen. Because this lost world needs Jesus. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Complaints and sit down instead of features of Jesus. Cast it all on him. We can all learn a lot from Mary. Amen. Amen. She came to Jesus. Martha came to Jesus and says, look, she's sitting down. Tell her to get up and come help me. Say, Mary, forget it. Say, Martha, you need to sit down. Amen. Cast it all on him. That's what we need to do. A lot of times we don't do that. We just try to carry it on. And he didn't say, just give me some or a little bit. He says, give it all to me. I've got better things for you. I got a plan for you. None of it includes defeat. So, you know, cast it all on me and press on. I want you to go and fulfill and do. He's put us here to win. He didn't put us here to lose. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Following Jesus. Amen. Says, decide to follow Jesus daily. Jesus called on his disciples. He was out walking at the Sea of Galilee and he encountered Simon Peter and Andrew. And when, we are engaged in a daily walk as fishermen for Jesus. Amen. So Jesus invited simply by saying he called them to leave their fish nets and follow him. Says promised to make them fishers of men. The phrase fishers of men reflects to the mission of the church. You know who the church is? It's not this building. This church is us, the body of Christ, every one of us. Amen. So listen, to draw people into relationship with Jesus, with God. Amen. Just as fishermen cast their nets into the water to catch fish, believers are called to cast their nets of the gospel into the world to catch souls for Jesus. Amen. How is he going to reach people? Through us. Amen. We're to go out and share Jesus with the world. Amen. Not to be quiet. You know what? Somebody shared Jesus with you. Somebody came and shared Jesus with you. You know your testimony. But there's a lot of people out there that haven't heard. And he's using every one of us as his church to go out into a lost world. And bring Jesus and bring get them to know Jesus, confess him as Lord and Savior. Amen. So that they too can go out and do the same thing. Amen. So let's remember that. Excuse me. Jesus says he didn't say follow pastor. He didn't say follow believers. He didn't say follow people. He says follow me. But you got to know what the word says. Get the word of God in you. Study, spend time with him, meditate on his word, grow. You know what we do? Is we grow and we mature in the things of God. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So don't be frightened anymore. Jesus paid it all. So he's not giving me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Matthew 4, 8 and 18 and 19. Talking about the first disciples. Amen. New Living Translation says, one day as Jesus was walking through the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon and also called Peter and Andrew, throwing nets into the water for they fished for a living. Jesus called them out to them, come follow me and I will show you how to fish for people. Amen. So every one of us, we're called to go and share with people. Amen. So we're to go fish for people. I'm going to teach you this. The New King James says this. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. For they were fishermen. Then they said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. You know, sometimes we got to be careful. He wants us to go and reach the world, not just people we want to fish. You know, sometimes when you go fish, you just grab your little fishing rod and you go and you put a lure for certain types of fish. And sometimes I may want to just go fish for brown fish. Or you may want to just go fish for white fish. Or you may just want to go fish for black fish. Okay. We're talking about colored people of color. No, he says, drop your net. You know, when you go and you scoop and net fish, you catch whatever is there. So there's no discrimination. Amen. He wants us to go fish for all people, for God so loved the world. World means people. He didn't say certain color or he didn't say certain people. He says people. So we're to go fish for all. For Jesus died for all, not just for a certain color or a certain denomination or a certain person. He died for all. And who's he going to get the message to? Us, his church, his body of Christ. We're to go out and fish for people. Amen. I say, man, what you guys are doing is good, and you're fishing for fish. But now I'm going to show you how to fish for people. And that's every one of us. When you get saved, man, So you know what? I was going to hell. I was down and out. I was in the dumps. But Jesus found me, and now I'm free. And now I'm living for Jesus. And you know what? There's more people like me out there when I was lost. So I'm going to reach those people. And he's going to use every one of us to reach those fish, them people. Amen. Praise God. Mark 1:17, New Living Translation. Jesus says, Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And you know what? We train them, we teach them. But as you mature in the Word of God, you know how to go out and reach them. Amen. You know, everywhere you go, there's people. So who's he going to use? He's going to use every one of us. This body of Christ. Amen. New King James says, Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." So every one of us, you're watching, you're listening. Every one of you, you're running from it. It's time you stop. And you start fishing for people, for God. Amen. He's got a mission for you. If you never accepted him, you know, now's the time. Just accept him as your Lord and Savior. And you know what? He says, the past is gone. You're a new creature in Christ. So press on. I want you to go and fish for people. Amen. Every one of us has an assignment. You're a child of God now. Praise God. Luke 5:10, easy to read version says, James and John, the sons of Zebedee's, were amazed too. James and John worked together with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will work. Your work will be bringing people in and not fish." We're fishing for people now, not fish. It's good to go fish. I love fishing too. Luke 5:10, New King James says, And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee's, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So what does the enemy tries to do? He tries to give us fear. He said, "We're not to walk in fear. We're to walk by faith." Amen. Not by sight, not by fear. Amen. So don't let fear hold you back. Amen. You start thinking, where's the battlefield? The mind. So you got to renew your mind with the Word of God. Because fear is going to jump on you. And say, "Man, you can't do that. Everybody else can do it, but except for me." Well, no, you're a child of God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You have the mind of Christ. Renew your mind, strengthen yourself, and go out. Because he's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So renew your mind. Bible says renew your mind. How do you renew it? With the Word of God. Study the Word. Mature in the Word. And you know what? Fear has got to go. It's not for me. I just got to open my mouth and do what he's want me to do. Share the gospel with people. Lost people. Amen. Ooh, I'm fishing for men. I'm fishing for men. That means men, women, children. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 16:24, New Living Translation. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must give up your own way. Take up your cross and follow me." Follow Jesus. Follow him. Amen. We're following him. Take up your cross and follow him daily. Then Jesus, New King James says, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Every one of us, just pick up our cross and follow him. Amen. He's our greatest example. What the Bible tells us in Ephesians, he says to follow him. Jesus is your greatest example. He's that the example. Amen. Man, if you want a hero, that's a hero right there. Yeah. Amen. Whoo, praise God. He used to be Superman. But Superman has nothing on Super Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke 9:23, New Living Translation. Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you want to be my followers, you must give up your own ways. Take up your cross daily and follow me." We got to give up our own ways. Again, I said a few minutes ago, you got to dethrone yourself. Get yourself off the throne. Quit running your life. Surrender yourself to him. Put him on the throne. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Put him on the throne and start following him. and start doing what he tells us to do on a daily basis. It's a lifestyle now. Amen. We're living for him. Be a Jesus pleaser, not a people pleaser. Sometimes we try to please and impress people, you know, for things. Let's get our priorities right. Jesus first. Amen. Be a Jesus pleaser first. New King James says, then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, see, he gave him a choice. If you want to, says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Amen. So he's telling us what to do. We're to follow him. Our greatest example. Amen. He set the example. And we're to follow him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Man, all these are good. And just write them down. Mark 8:24, New Living Translation says, then calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, if any of you want to be my followers, you must give up your own ways. That's what we don't want to do sometimes. We don't want to give up our ways, okay? We want to be world pleasers and God pleasers. He talked about, in a few minutes, I've got a scripture for you. You're talking about in Revelation, about being lukewarm. We just want to be lukewarm. Please the world, please Jesus. No, he says, no. He says, I'd rather you be cold or hot. He said, but you're not going to be lukewarm. No, you know, just straddle the fences. Be this way. No, you have to decide. Decide Jesus. New King James says, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Man, we can't get it no plainer than that. You're either following the world or you're following Jesus. You're either a loser or you're a winner. You decide what you want to do. You want to lose or you want to win. Man, I want to be on Jesus' winning team. And then, you know, win. He put us here to win. He didn't put us here to lose. Amen. Praise God. Where are we? Thank you. This is John 8:12, New King James. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Amen. The Amplified says, but will have the light of life. Amen. So you don't have to be in darkness anymore. Amen. Receive him and start walking in light. Amen. So this is a dark world. If you don't have Jesus, you're going to be in dark. You're going to be in darkness. Amen. Keep going. These are good. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. John 10:27. New King James says, my sheep, what? Hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. We've been talking about following. Who are you going to follow? You going to follow the world? You going to follow Jesus? He says, if you're mine, he says, follow me. Yeah. Amen. Be fishers of men now. Amen. And the Amplified says, the sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. Amen. Amen. So be a follower of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Man, we used to run from him. You don't have to run from him anymore. Receive him as your Lord and Savior and start walking with him. Amen. Following him. Praise God. One of the biggest problems in the church today is this. We've lost our love, our hunger, and our thirst for more of Jesus. Amen. For more of Jesus. And listen, you can take a picture of that. It says, Jesus is not looking for fans. Amen. He's looking for followers. Everybody in this world is looking for fans. Man, you ever watch... whatever you watch on TV, everybody wants fans around him. Jesus don't want fans. He wants followers. Amen. And we're to share the good word. We're to share the gospel. And we have people come and be followers of Jesus. You don't have to follow me. Follow him. I'm going to be a great example. But you're to follow Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Church, stir up in hunger and thirst for God. Seek and follow him on a daily basis. Again, Matthew 6:33 says, in the New King James says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amplify says, but first and most important, seek, aim at, strive at, after His kingdom and His righteousness, His ways of doing and being right, says the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. Amen. So we got to get our priorities right. You know, I have priorities. I spent 20 plus years in military, retired. And every day I went to work, I had a priority list that I went by. But you know who was first on my list? It wasn't the service. It was Jesus. Amen. Jesus first. Before I left my house, Jesus was number one. And when I came home, everywhere I go and everything I do, and when I settle down, guess what? He's still number one. He's always on top of my priority list. Everybody has priority lists. But you know what? Your priority list is no good if Jesus ain't number one. Keep Jesus number one priority in your life. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Again, you're going to hear this a lot. We talked about this earlier, but stay hungry, stay filled, stay to overflowing. Amen. Stay empowered. David was a man after God's own heart. Acts 13 says, in New Living Translation says, but God removed Saul and replaced him with David. You know what? David being a great example. He was a little shepherd boy. How did a little shepherd boy turn out to be king of Israel? You know, you're just a little person. See yourself that way. But you know what? God sees you different. You're a winner for God. You're a champion for God. You see yourself that way. You quit disqualifying yourself or saying, I'm not good enough. I'm not, you know, people will just disqualify you and say all kind of things, negative things about you. But you know what? That little shepherd boy turned out to be king of Israel. We hear another story about a little boy that showed up with the disciples where Jesus was having this meeting. And you know what? He brought his lunch. Mom packed the lunch for him. Man, that was a great mom. She packed the lunch for him, you know. And you know when Jesus knew, and he says, man, we got to send these people away, man. They got to go eat. Jesus says, you know, just go out there and find out what kind of food they have, if there's any food out there. And they went out. And when they found a little boy with the lunch, you know, he said, well, we'll just tell him it's the little boy with the lunch. And that ain't enough, so he's got to send him home. So they brought the lunch, the little boy with lunch, and they told Jesus, this is all we found, you know, so you can send him away. And that's my story, okay? So, no, he didn't send him away. He says, that's good enough. Whatever it is you bring, you know, it doesn't matter. It's good enough for Jesus. But you got to make yourself available. That little boy made himself available. You know what he could have said? He could have said, Mom said not to share it to nobody. So I'm not going to share it. And you could go find your own. I'm just going to take care of myself. But he didn't. He was a well-trained boy. And he shared. And you can do the same thing. Lord, I'm making myself available to you. Use me. And you know what? He will. Amen. And he's going to bless you. And he's going to bless you and bless you and bless you. So don't disqualify yourself. Don't call junk what Jesus has made precious. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, it blessed me. where was I? Anyway, but God removed Saul and replaced him with David, a man about whom God said. Now, God said this. I have found David, a son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. You know, I want him to say the same thing about me. And you can have him say the same thing about you. You know what? I can count on Jose. You know what? I can count on Ryan. You know what? I can count on Vicky. Amen. I can count on Angel. Miguel. Jesse, I can count on you. Amen. Praise God. He can count on you. Who am I going to use? Man, I'll choose Miguel. Man, he's got a heart after me. I'm going to use him. I'm going to keep using him. So you know what? Don't disqualify yourself. God makes you to be mighty. Amen. So you be mighty. You be available. Hallelujah. King James says, and when he had removed him, he raised up from them David, a king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, a son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. He say the same thing about you. People will be talking about you, but you know what? I'm not moved by that. I'm just going to cast that out. I'm not going to receive that. I'm not going to let nobody bring me down, because I'm going to stay up and stirred up for Jesus. And you do the same thing. Amen. Woo, praise God. Stay stirred up daily as you follow him. On a daily basis. Not just once in a while, once a month, once a year, but on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. 2 Timothy 1 and 6 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Amplify says, and this is what I would remind you, stir up, rekindle the embers of, flame, fan the flame of, and keep burning. Stay burning hot for Jesus. Amen. He says, I can receive you cold, or I can receive you hot, but not lukewarm. Don't let them fires go out. You know, if your fire goes out, it's not God's fault. It's your fault. You got to keep them flames hot. Amen. You got to stay hot for Jesus. When Jesus came, he didn't stay cold the whole time he was here. Amen. And you know what? When he needed help, he went to the Father and said, Father, I need your help. I need your strength. Man, we can do the same thing. But you got to stay stirred up and you got to stay hot. It says, rekindle the embers, fan the flames, and keep burning for Jesus. It says, the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by means of laying on of my hands with those of the elders at the ordination. Amen. So, you can do this. It doesn't matter who's doing what. Be careful who you gather yourself with. Amen. Keep yourself straight. Keep yourself right with God. Amen. Praise God. And keep yourself stirred up. People are going to see it. And they're going to say, you know, we try to do this to you. We try to do that to you. And you stay stirred up. And you stay on fire for God. I want what you got. Amen. It says, hey, you can have it. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. You watching, you listening. It's time. You stop living with the pigs, you know, wallowing in the mud or scratching with the chickens, you know. Only you can change that. But you got to confess with your mouth. Amen. Mark 12:30 and 31 says, New Living Translation says, and you must love the Lord your God with what? All your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. God allows us to grow on our own to cause us to hunger and thirst for more of him. We're maturing and growing in him on a daily basis. Amen. So don't allow yourself to just be a neutral. You know, you got a great vehicle. You got a car, but you know what? You can start the car and you can put it in, stay in park, or you can put it in neutral and not go anywhere. But if you put it on drive, you know, and you press on that gas, it's going to move. Yes. And it's going to go. But we got to keep ourselves stirred up that we can go for Jesus. Amen. Say, he wants us to go. Where are you going? Wherever he wants me to go. Whatever he wants me to do. Amen. Lord, send me. Send me. Praise God. Jesus, he left heaven to come to die for us. Yes. Be a sacrifice. Why leave heaven? Perfect place. Yes. But he allowed himself to be sacrificed. Amen. And he paid the price. Full price for us. Amen. For God so loved the world. that he gave. He sacrificed his only begotten son. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm only going to read to you, well, it's in the Amplified, so I'm only going to read it on the Amplified. It says, John 7, 37 through 39, it says, now, on the last and most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and called out in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me and adheres to, trust in and relies on me, as the scriptures have said, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. But he will speak of the Holy Spirit, whom those who believe in him as Savior were to receive afterwards. The Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified or raised to honor. Amen. Still, you know, hey, you know what? You get the greater one in you. You're going to speak. I mean, rivers, continually rivers of living water going to flow out of you. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we hunger and follow him, we draw closer to him, and he will draw closer to us. Stronger with him, stronger in him. Amen. So, praise God. It says, when you know how much God loves you, we can get a revelation of God's love for us. Your hunger, your thirst, your seek, your love, and you serve and follow him. Amen. So, hallelujah. So Satan tries to give false info on who God is, so we won't seek him, knowing him, or have relationship. Stumbling blocks to hunger and to thirst, and to have, and must, it says that must be broken. So a stumbling block of to hunger, to thirst, that must be broken. It says, let Jesus love you, transform you, and you become available to him, following him and giving him your best. Amen. Jesus, God gave his best. Jesus gave his best. And you can give your best. Amen. Don't just say, well, you know, I'm just going to kick back. No. Jesus could have done the same thing, but he didn't. He had opportunities to sin, but you know what? He never sinned. Amen. He fulfilled the mission God, his Father sent him on. And we can do the same thing. But if we do sin, he says, confess it and get it out and press on. Amen. So let's remember that. We're easily satisfied and distracted by worldly things. We got to be careful. Keep going. Next one. It says, leaky believers, empty believers, part-time believers are no match to a full-time devil. Don't be a leaky Christian. You know what a leaky Christian is? You just run dry. And you know what? You don't stay connected to the source. You don't stay connected to the vine. You don't stay connected to your power source, the Word of God. You got to keep that Word of God in you. And you got to stay full, the overflowing. Amen. It's out of that overflowing that you're going to minister to people and share it with people. You let yourself run dry, you know, you're only part-time. Once in a while, you know, hey, when things are going good, I'm going to kick back. Amen. Well, you know what? You allow yourself to run dry and you start confessing the wrong things and you're opening the door. You're opening yourself back up for the enemy to just walk in. Amen. So let's not go there. We know what to do. We just got to crucify the flesh, because the flesh wants to be lazy. The flesh wants to do its own thing. So, you know what? We need to study the Word, renew our minds with the Word, and keep our spirit and our minds full of the Word. So when the flesh wants to just kick back, say, hey, you drag him along, because he's got to go. Your spirit and your soul are moving, pressing on, and the flesh has to go. Come on, let's go. That's two against one. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Again, We fight a spiritual battle on a daily basis. I don't care how many times you got to renew your mind. As often as needed. Because the battlefield is the mind. You start thinking negative and say, wait a minute. Well, we're going the wrong way. We got to get back on course. Amen. God calls us to do this today. So renew your mind so you can stay focused on what it is He wants you to do or how He wants to use you. Amen. So the distractions of the world and things of the world is not going to get you off course. Amen. So stay focused. Stay focused. Let me see. I think we're going to, leaky believers, renew your mind. It says, stay attached to the vine, the fountain of living water. Stay full to overflowing. Fresh water flowing from us. The Word of God, fresh Word flowing out of us. It's the hunger and thirst for more of Him. He's the potter and we're the clay. Spend time with the potter and He'll make you new. Amen. Hey, there's crack in your system. It's okay. You just sit at the potter, you know. He's going to make you new. And of course, be a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this. Says, New Living Translation says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. Since the old life is gone, a new life has begun. Amen. A new life has begun. But that's what the enemy, and that's what people that you know try to use against you. Oh, we know the old you. But you know what? They don't know you had a spiritual birth. You are a new creature in Christ. The old life is gone. That's what the Word of God says. The old life is gone. The new life has begun. They don't see that. But I had a spiritual birth. A new spiritual birth. And the New King James says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what? He's a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you know. And you've changed. And your life is going to change. And your words are going to change. And you're a new creature in Christ. And people are just going to flip them off, you know. They just going to look at you weird and say, wow, something different about you. What happened? Hey, let's go to the beer joint. Let's go do this. Let's go into the world. No, I don't do that no more. I'm a new person in Christ. Oh, wow. But they're going to see the new you. Says the opposite of hunger is satisfied. Satisfied is average. Average is an enemy. Don't settle for average life. Press on mightily, soldier of God. God wants to launch you from the bottom, wallowing with pigs, scratching with chickens, past from the bottom, past the middle, which middle is average life. Everybody wants to just have an average good life. Pass to the top. God wants you to the top. Soaring with eagles. Above problems. Above distractions. Living a life for Christ. Amen. He wants you at the top. He don't want you in the middle. He don't want you at the bottom. He wants you up and up. Amen. Above complacency. What's complacent? Self-satisfied. Uninterested. Unconcerned. He wants you above lukewarm. Unenthusiastic, half-hearted, unexcited, unimpressive. And Revelation 3:16 says, New Living Translation, we'll close with this. It says, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Now, you're talking about Jesus saying this thing. And Revelation in New King James says, so then, because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Give me the next one, Carmen. This is what you see, a spiritual passion right here. If you're hot, you're on fire for Jesus. If you're lukewarm, you're just a pretender. He don't want you to be a pretender. He wants you to be for real. And if you're cold, well, you're just rejecting Jesus. Amen. So I'll close it with this. Amen. Hallelujah. You receive, church? Amen. Hallelujah. You, those of you that are watching, you know, you must be, if you're running from Him, it's time you stop and say, Lord, I rededicate myself back to You. Amen. I rededicate myself back to You. If you've never confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is say, Lord, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Amen. I've sinned against You. Forgive me of my sins. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. He's going to receive you. Amen. And you're going to start living for Him. Man, get a Bible and start reading the Word of God. Amen. And get to a Bible-based church where they teach the Word of God. And you can get yourself strong in Him. Be strong in Him. Amen. So the enemy cannot misguide you anymore. Amen. And start pressing on for Him. And you now you're on God's winning team. Amen. If you have sickness in your body, I confess His Word all the time. And I say, you know what? Jesus paid a price. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. So I receive no malfunctions in my body. Everything functioning the way He created it to function. So body, line up with the Word. Receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So I call you well and I call you healed by Jesus' stripes. Amen. Praise God. And it's time to give. So go to our website, NBCBigBand.com. Or mail, says NBC, P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. Or go to Cash App, New Beginnings Church of the Big Band. God loves you, and we love you. God bless you.